Let's pray in silence.
请大家同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let's sing hymn 171.
我们奉主耶稣圣名开始，请大家唱诗171首。
Jesus Christ the Lord, she is His creation by water and the word. Come here, he came and sought to be His glory bride with His dawn. And for her life he died. He lived from every nation, yet one o'er the earth. A child of salvation, and not one faith.
Time passes so quickly.
时间过得很快。
We're almost coming to the end of the second day.
我们即将的来到第二天的尾声。
Are we going to continue the prayer to ask Him to make sure that we can be edified by attending this convocation?
我们要来向神做祷告，向神来祈求，让我们都能够在这个灵恩会得到造就。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
及两个时代不同的教会。
同样的真教会，这教会
同样的真教会、
But in different times,
在不同的时候
And therefore the Holy Spirit came down in two periods of time to establish the true church.
所以圣灵在两个不同的时候降下，建立起真教会。
Now we want to talk about from the Bible, you can see only one true church.
现在我们要来从圣经里面看到唯一的真教会。
The Bible utilizes numerous prefigurations to bring to light regarding God's one true church.
那在圣经里面有预表到 神借着真光来设立这个真教会。
If we, by God's power, scrutinize these verses, then we can see clearly God's will is to have only one church in the world.
借着神的恩典跟神的旨意，我们可以看到这里神如何来建立一间真教会。
This can be seen clearly starting from Genesis until Revelation. You see only one true church of God.
从创世纪开始一直到启示录，你都可以清楚地看到神如何来建立起这个真教会。
God created only one Garden of Eden.
神只建立一个伊甸园。
And unfortunately, you can see Adam and Eve sinned against God.
可是很不幸的，这亚当和夏娃他们犯罪得罪神。
Before sinning, definitely Garden of Eden prefigures the one true church.
在他们还没有犯罪之前，这个伊甸园是预表着真教会。
Because God created man according to His image.
因为神照着他的形象来造人。
Today, God created, Jesus creates us, or has created us in His image.
今天神也就是照着他的形象造了我们。
Paul knows it so well.
保罗对这点知道的非常的清楚。
Therefore he says so well in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
所以在以弗所书二章七节里面他清楚的说到。
He said we are created in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督里面被造的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 he also says this.
在哥林多后书五章七节里面他也说到。
We areGod, Christ's new creation.
我们是基督的新造者。
So you can see, very similar to creation in the Garden of Eden.
这就跟之前亚当夏娃所造的是很相似的。
The tree of life in the garden obviously prefigures the true church in the end time.
而在伊甸园
the church,、
也在伊甸园里面。这棵生命树也是预表着我们末世的真教会。
I have to run very fast because I got a lot to just share with you to give you a feel of what the true church is in the end time, huh?
我必须要很快的来跟你们来说。
The river in the Garden of Eden also prefigures the Holy Spirit.
而在伊甸园里面所记载的这条河，也就是预表着圣灵。
Without the Holy Spirit, without the garden, without the river in the Garden of Eden, there will be no God, the Garden of Eden, huh?
如果没有这条河的话，那就不会有这存在这伊甸园。
Of course, the river became four rivers, as we know. In the same time, in the same manner, the true church has got the Holy Spirit, the river of water of life, the Holy Spirit.
因为这个河流的水就流向就很像今天我们圣灵在我们真教会的去处一样。
And all this mentioned, what I have just mentioned, can be backed up by biblical verses, Bible verses.
之前所提到的所有的。论点都可以以圣经章节来论证。
That garden actually is within Eden, on the east of Eden. So-called Garden of Eden actually is on the east of Eden.
在伊甸园里面，其实它是在这伊甸的东部东边。
And there's a garden.
它是这就是伊甸园的所在。
So when we talk about Garden of Eden actually is on the east of Eden.
当我们说到伊甸园的位置的时候，它是在伊甸这个地方的东边。
The church has come from the east, true church.
那真教会也是来自发自于东边。
If you look at the garden, was provided with a lot of food, green herbs as food.
那我们也看到这伊甸园里面生长着许多茂盛的果实。
In the true church, we have the green pasture, Jesus says.
那在这真教会里面。主耶稣也说，我们有着这
青草地。This pasture, of course, means the food, spiritual food.
也就是指着属灵的果实。
And the Lord planted so many fruit trees in the Garden of Eden.
主耶稣在这伊甸园里面种植了许多的不同的果子。
Very bountiful, very wonderful.
长得非常的丰盛美好。
Telling us the true church must have this kind of.Behavior,
也就是来告诉我们说，我们必须有这些良好的品性，结出圣灵的果子。
The ark built by Noah.
这挪亚所建的方舟也只有一个。
In Matthew 24:38 tells us.
在马太福音4:38里面提到。24:38提到。
You know the world will come just like the time of Noah.
他说世界将会再来，就很像挪亚的时代一样。
But not
water, but by fire, of course.
可是这是不是用水来？
In other words,
而是用火。
Here in Matthew 24:38, it says so clearly. Actually, the ark actually prefigures the one church, one true church.
所以这二十四章三十八节指的很清楚，就是这挪亚的方舟也指着教会。
And verses like this can be seen in Hebrews chapter 11:7.
你也可以在希伯来书十一章第七节里面看到类似的经节。
First Peter chapter 3:20.
彼得前书三章。
20. There's convocation. I think we need to know more. It's not just a sermon. Huh? This is really studying the Bible. So, the one ark prefigures the one true church. Definitely is for sure in the Bible. Only one Israel. Which became a big nation in the ancient time. Huh?And we are a big family of the Israelites, spiritual Israelites.
而我们就是那属灵的以色列人。
And all these are in the Bible, huh?
这些都记载在圣经里面。
If you look at Song of Songs, it's a wonderful song.
如果我们来看这美妙的这个雅歌。
This song talks about the plan of salvation of God with His people.
雅歌书里面有提到关于这神的救恩。
His relationship with the ancient believers.
他对于这古时候人的关系。
His relationship with the apostolic believers.
同时也记载着他与使徒的关系。
And also, Song of Songs is about relationship between God, Jesus, and us today.
同时，雅歌也记载着神和我们今天这些选民的关系。
So you can see the three periods of grace.Can be seen in the Song of Songs.
所以在雅歌里面，我们可以看到三个不同时代的关系。
In the future, we can study this book in detail again.
可能在以后，我们就可以来查考这本书。
But the point is this: in the ancient time, God talked to the ancient time. You are the only love, my only love. God said to.
在以前，神就对他们说，在古时代就来对他们说，你是我唯一所爱的。
This can be seen in Song of Songs chapter 1:15.
这在记载在雅各书第一章十五节。
The only love, only rose, only lily.
就是唯一的这百合、玫瑰和沙伦。
我还没讲沙伦嘛？沙伦 is another one, okay. Okay, this is in the Song of Songs chapter 2:1-2.
这就记载在雅各书二章的一节。
二节。Two verses.
一节和二节。
Okay. And then you can see in the apostolic time, in Song of Songs chapter 4:1.
在四章的一节里面，我们可以看到。
One love, one sister, one bride.
一个叫。
So it's one.
一个。所以全部所记载的都是一个。
And then the TJC in the end time through the church.
所以在末世的这真耶稣教会。
Chapter 6:8-9.
六章八节。
One dove.
八节九节。
One dove.
唯一的鸽子。
One perfect one.
唯一完全的。
The only one.
只有这一个。
Oh, wonderful.
那是美好的。
I like these two verses very much. Chapter 6:8-9. There are 60 queens, 80 concubines, virgins without number, my dove, my perfect one is the only one. The only one of her mother. The favorite of the one who bore her. The daughter saw her and called her blessed. The queens and the concubines. And they praised her. How wonderful.
非常喜欢这个雅各书雅各的六章八和九节。
This is about the true church, end time true church, true church.
这就是写于关于末世的真耶稣教会。
Because from chapter 6 onwards, 6, 7, 8 of Song of Songs is about the true church in end time.
从这末世雅各书的六章六节
六七八章
六七八章开始所记载的都是关于末世的真耶稣教会。
60 queens, 80 concubines, that means other churches and denominations.
六十个王后，八十个妃嫔，指的就是各个不同的教派。
You may say, how do you know?
那你可以问说你怎么知道呢？
The 60 queens, concubines, Need a king. They have many virgins with our number. Virgins are the innocent believers of different denominational churches.
很多无数的童女, 这无数的童女, 指的就是很多不同, 这教派的信徒, 百姓,
innocent. They follow the queens and the concubines wrong. And they,
他们是无辜的,
they don't know.
因为他们跟随着这些王后和并非,
But Jesus said, I'm sorry, my dove, my perfect one is the only one, or not you. You call me Lord, Lord, but I have only one love.
可是神就说,对不起啊, 我的鸽子, 我的完全人,
the only one of her mother.
This
Song of Song is not just for, you know, for the sake of this reading, it's actually a prophetic song.
所以这雅歌不是只是来 就是念了就算了，它是一个有预表性的诗篇，预言性的诗篇。
This is the true church.
这就是真教会。
But then the daughters referring to the believers of other churches and denominations, you know, when they see the true church, they begin to do what? Blessing and praising the true, the only one of God.
所以这个唯一的这一个，当其他人看见的时候，就会开始来赞美他，称赞他。
What does it mean?
这说的是什么呢?
If you bless and praise somebody, that means you accept him or her.
就是当你来赞美和称赞他的时候, 就是代表说你已经接受了他。
This is happening throughout the whole world.
这就是全世界所发生的事情。
Many people, believers in other churches and denominations, they have come to the true church. That means they have blessed, they have praised, that means they have accepted and be baptized in the true church.
因为发生在全世界的角落已经开始有不同的教派来接受我们真教会,
this is happening
接受他, 赞美他,
throughout the whole world.
这已经发生在世界的各地。
The next one is the highest mountain in Isaiah chapter 2 verses 2 and 3.
这下一个记载的就是在以赛亚书,
Micah chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 we mentioned just now.
还有弥迦书,
on the one highest mountain in the end time, in the last days, this now is one highest mountain.
就是在末世的这最高的山上,
被建立的最高的山,
被建立的最高的山,
this church must be built.
这教会必须被建立起来。
If you look at these two verses, or Isaiah 2 verses 2 and 3, Micah chapter 4 verses 1 and 2, you can see many little mountains will flow to the highest mountain.
如果你来看到我刚才所提到的弥迦书, 和以赛亚书所记载的,
and they talk about little mountains,
除了那个高山,
the,
还有很多小山,
and at the same time said, nations and people will flow. So nation, little mountains, all this refer to the end time people who are eager for the truth will come to the true church and get baptized and believe baptized, and then they'll build a church.
所以这些旁边的小山指的就是末世这个时代的许多仰慕真理的人，他们最后就会归向这个
Highest mountain means with the perfect gospel.
这最高的山有着这完全的福音。
Little mountains, yes, they worship Jesus, but not much truth.
这小的山,
the highest mountain,
他们也来敬拜神, 他们也谦卑, 可是他们却没有完备的福音。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说,
in Matthew chapter 7 verse 13,
在马太福音7章13节,
one narrow gate, one door. He tells us that there's only one narrow gate entered. There's only one narrow gate, isn't it?
只有一个窄门.
We have to enter that narrow gate and that narrow door.
我们要进入这个窄的门里面.
Gate or door have the meaning of entrance.
那这门所指的意思就有进入的意思.
Jesus says, enter into that.
主耶稣说你要进到里面去.
And there's only one. Jesus is very clear about his church. There's only one true church.
所以主耶稣很清楚地说到, 其实就只有一个门教会。
And of course, that is before the coming of many churches in denominations in the world.
当他说的时候, 是在还没有出现这其他教派的时候。
But at the same time, when he said that already different kind of faith, or especially Judaism and other kind of not totally religions, but different kind of beliefs.
可是当时也存在着其他不同的信仰。
So Jesus talked, enter into that one truth.
所以主耶稣就对他们来说, 你们要进入这窄门。
In John chapter 10 verse 16 he says,
在约翰福音10章16节说到,
I have other sheep. I have which other sheep that I have. are not of this fold, F-O-L-D.
John 10:16.
I must bring them. They will hear my voice.
我要带他们来到这里, 因为他们会听见我的声音。
One fold. 一个羊圈。
一个羊圈。
Huh. And then, one flock.
一个牧羊人。
In the same verse, you say, one flock, one shepherds.
一个牧羊，一个牧人。
So Jesus emphasizes.
所以这里主耶稣来强调,
so clearly, there's only one true church in the end time.
在末世的时候只有一个真教会。
If you come to Matthew chapter 13 verse 46,
如果我们来看马太福音十三章46节,
you can see there's one pearl of great value.
你只能够看到一个
13:46, one pearl of great value.
只有一个珍珠，最有价值的珍珠。
All the others beautiful, but value, not too much at all.
其他的虽然他们非常的好看,
if you look at it, we'll come back to this verse later on, we've got the time, huh?
Then
we talk about why there are so many churches in the world. And then you can see, one family, one household. Paul emphasizes this in his Ephesians and also Galatians. He mentioned,
so clearly,
one family, one household.
强调说只有一个家庭,
and then he also emphasizes one body.
然后他也强调说,
Jesus is only one body.
主耶稣只是一个身体.
And then if we come to Revelation,
如果我们来看,
chapter 21, verse 2,
启示录,
one holy city,
二节, 一个圣城,
one new Jerusalem,
一个新耶路撒冷,
verse 9, 21 verse 9, one bride, which is the church, the wife of the Lamb.
就一个心腹,
oh, one wife, oh, one bride, one wife.
就一个心腹,
one throne. One throne, 一个宝座,
还有一个宝座,
and Jesus rides on only one white horse.
然后主耶稣只骑在一个白马上,
oh. All these verses tell us there's only one true church.
这些章节都来告诉我们说,
Revelation chapter 22 verse 2.
在启示录22章第二节,
one tree of life.
只有一棵生命树.
It's very interesting. Oh, I have spent quite a bit of time on this verse.
我在这个章节里面
to study what it means. Oh, if you look at it carefully, chapter 22, verse 2.
启示录的22章第二节.
In the middle of the street, of its street, and on either side of the river was the tree of life. Talk about the city, huh? Middle of the city in the street. On either side was the tree of life. On either side, tree of life. Only the tree of life. Usually when you read something, either side, you expect to have two trees, right?
所以有时候我们会看到他这里说在这边和在那边都有生命树。
But in English it's very clear. Was singular. The singular.
可是在英文里面记载得很清楚, 只有一个生命树。
In other words, this holy city, the tree of life, you know, the church, the tree of life, oh, it's only one, only one.
所以我们可以看到, 就知道说,
that tree is so good.
这个树非常的美好,
so beautiful.
非常的美丽,
so bounteous.
非常结着各种不同的果子,
丰盛, oh,
丰盛,
and it covers the whole city.
它遮盖了整个城市.
So where the root is, the trunk of the tree is not set, it's not clear.
虽然它这里没有记载, 那根结在哪里?
Trunk.
它的树干,
树身,
在哪里?
But it covers the whole area.
可是这个是,
either side of the river.
它却遮盖了整个,
the point is,
城市,
the tree of life, one.
可是我要强调的就是, 这生命树只有一个,
even though on either side, that means the branches must be covering the whole everything. You know,
including the banks,
that means the Holy Spirit is in between. Either side, the Holy Spirit with the church. I briefly mentioned just now, there's only one Son of Promise. In the evangelical service,
huh?
Only one Son of Promise.
就是为一个独生子的应许。
好、who was it? Isaac.
是谁呢？以赛亚。
And in Romans, chapter 9, verse 6 onwards,
九章第六节开始,
in Galatians, chapter 4, verse 21 onwards,
加拉太书四章二十一节开始,
you can see Paul talks about the children of the flesh and the children of promise.
我们可以看到保罗来说到关于这属灵的孩子和这被应许的孩子的分别。
好, of course we know the children of the flesh must be the descendants from Ishmael.
我们就知道这肉身属血气的后代是属于以斯玛利的。
The children of promise means the descendants of Isaac.
这应许的后代是指的是以撒的后裔。
He's got a wife called Sarah. 亚伯拉罕有一个太太叫撒拉，他们生了一个孩子叫以撒。
亚伯拉罕有一个太太叫撒拉，生了孩子以撒。
And this was of promise.
这是被应许的。
But then Haggai, Abraham Haggai, they gave birth to a person called Ishmael, born of the flesh, not promised from God, not God's will.
可是亚伯拉罕跟另外一个太太夏甲却生了另外一个不是被应许的。
But if you look at Genesis so clear, I'm sure all of you know this. I hope I know. And it says so clearly, only the descendants of Isaac would inherit the inheritance of Abraham.
所以我们希望大家都很清楚的，在创世纪里面所记载的就是唯有以赛亚的后裔才能够继承。以撒的后裔才能继承。
亚伯拉罕的财产。
亚伯拉罕的财产。
Pay attention to this. The children of the flesh will not allow to inherit.
这属就是血气的后裔是不能够来承受神的国。
So what can we learn from this?
从这里我们所学习到的是什么呢？第一
点，the birth of Isaac was from nothing to something.
以撒的出世，他是从没有到拥有许多。
Two very old people, 100 years old almost,
两个很老的人。
Impossible to give birth to a child.
一个没有办法生育的人。
So as far as the birth of Isaac was concerned, it was nothing, zero.
所以他的出世原本的那个几率是不没有的，完全没有可能。
So from nothing, however, into something.
他们是从没有希望的，却产生
了很大的希望。Came out long.
然后生养众多。
The same as the true Jesus Church.
就很像真耶稣教会一样。
True Jesus did not come from any other denominations.
真耶稣教会不是源自于任何其他的教派。
It's God who built the church from nothing.
是神从零所建立起来的。
This is very important.
这非常的重要。
Oh, Isaac was born of prophecies.
这以撒是被预言所在预言下所出生的。
The true church, as we mentioned just now on the past sessions, were also prophesied to come along, to come about in this end time.
那在前面几堂我们也提到，就是真耶稣教会也是在预言下所建立的。
Only Isaac, born of promise, shall be able to become the heir of inheritance.
而唯有这个被应许被预言的以撒，他才能够继承这基业。
Just as the true church members,
就很像这耶稣教会的信徒。
Born of nothing, from nothing to something, the true church, and this is from God.
这耶稣教会，我们从没有到有，这一切都是从神而来的。
We are born of promise, born of prophecies.
我们是借着这预言所诞生的。
It's only the son of Isaac and his descendants, son of Isaac.The children of Isaac, Isaac as the father, Abraham, and Sarah. And only this couple would be able to generate descendants to be saved, to inherit their inheritance.
所以由这一对夫妻亚伯拉罕和撒拉所生的应许的儿子就是以撒和他的儿子还有他的后裔才能够来继承这个基业。
Ishmael from Haggai was not given inheritance.
他却没有办法来继承
这个基业。 Even though the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac actually shed the same father Abraham. But they are not of the same mother. So only one can be saved. The true church is the same. You
see,
you look at all the other churches and denominations. They worship, whether we like it or not, the same God, or Jesus.
It's
not true. All the Christians worship the one God Jesus. Even though some of them are wrong in terms of the one true church because they believe in Trinity. It's not right. They worship the one Jesus. But not in the same, not of the same mother, not of the same church.
So,
we have to bring them to come to the same mother. This is the mission of the end time true Jesus church. God has established the true church. So the question we have to ask now. Just now we mentioned at least, actually, just now we mentioned at least about more than 20.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
From one Garden of Eden unto the one New Jerusalem.
One
Holy
City in Revelation.
It's all about the true church.
But
the question yet to be answered.
那可是我们还没有回答到我们要问的问题。
Why there are so many churches in the world today?
为什么今天世界上还存在着这么多的教派呢?
If you have time, you can read history of Christianity. There are books around.
如果你有时间的话，你可以来念这个基督教的历史。
And these books will tell you the history.
这些书他们都会来告诉你关于这些历史。
Starting from the apostolic church. And how it became, how the apostolic church became the national church of the Roman Empire. And then how the church also divided into the East and the West. East and West within the Empire, not the East and West as we know. Within the Empire. I'm not going to go through all this because otherwise it's going to take 10 hours just on this history.
But
the point is this. Jesus has already prophesied the coming of many churches and denominations. If you look at the 8 parables mentioned by Jesus in Matthew chapter 13,
我们来看这马太福音13章所记载的八个，主耶稣所提到的八个比喻的话。
I think this is one of the very important chapters regarding why there are so many churches in the world today.
我想这里所记载的就是关于很重要，今天为什么世界上会存在这不同的教派。
13.
马太福音第八章。
The first parable we know so well is the parable of the sower.
就是关于撒种的比喻是我们所熟悉的。
And in this parable,
而在这一个,
the phrase
比喻里面,
the kingdom of heaven is like is not mentioned.
这里没有提到这天国。
Oh, hang on. The kingdom of heaven is like 天国好像, 这个句子没有讲。 Matthew chapter 13.
对不起, 是马太福音13章。
Matthew chapter 13, huh?
马太福音13章。
The kingdom of heaven is like, this phrase is not mentioned in the first parable.
在第一个比喻里面没有提到说天国就好像。
In the second parable, verse 24.
在第二个比喻里面，就是记载在24节开始。
The kingdom of heaven is like.
这里说到天国好像。
31.
31节,
the third parable. The kingdom of heaven is like.
天国好像。
33.
33节,
fourth parable. The kingdom of heaven is like. After he said the four parables together, Jesus stopped for a while. He went into a house. And there was a gap between the first four parables and the last four parables spoken.
所以在这五个预言里面，五个比喻，
八个比喻
啊，八个比喻里面，在第四个的时候，主耶稣就做中间做了一个停顿。
The last four, you can see, the fifth one is in verse 44.
第五个记载在
The kingdom of heaven is like.
天国好像
Verse six, parable number six, verse 43. The kingdom of heaven is like.
在四十三节讲了
四十五节
讲了第六个比喻。
47.
四十七节
Parable seven.
第七个比喻。
The kingdom of heaven is like.
这里又说到天国好像
Parable eight.
第八个比喻
Verse 51 and 52
51节
52
52节
The kingdom of heaven is like
天国好像什么
The last seven parables use the phrase The kingdom of heaven is like
所以在后面的七个比喻里面主耶稣就有用到这一个天国
好
像什么的这个字
here, We can see why there are so many churches in the world today
所以在这里我们就可以看到为什么会有那么多的教派
Before we come to this, of course, we explain briefly on about these seven parables, eight parables. We can see already in the Bible, it prophesies the coming of false prophets, false teachers, false Christ, another gospel, another Jesus.
首先我们要来看这这里所提到的比喻，就有说到关于不同的教派和不同的传假见证见证的人的出现。
预言。In the Old Testament.We can see why, how the first church in the eyes of God, the Garden of Eden, was attacked by the devil. The devil actually changed the word of God to cause the church to fall.
我们可以看到第一间教会就是在伊甸园，那个魔鬼怎么样借着这个蛇，
false prophets in the time of Elijah,
来欺骗，然后结果在
I'm talking about history from God.
以色列的以赛亚书。
以利亚的时代
就已经有假先知的出现。
And if we continue to see the New Testament,
然后接着我们在新约里面
Jesus already prophesied so clearly.
主耶稣已经预言了。
很清楚的预言哈 ，false prophets will come.
假先知的出现。
Chapter 7 verse 15 of Matthew.
马太福音七章十六节。
15节 Beware of false prophets
你要来小心这假先知
In Matthew 24 verse 11
在四章的十一节
24章的十一节 Many false prophets will rise and deceive many people
很多假先知都会起来来
欺骗人 Etc. False Christ will come
你可以看到许多假基督的出现
False prophets will arise
假先知的到来
This was prophesied by Jesus Paul also forewarned the coming of false prophets. 保罗也
预言这些假先知的出现。
警告了 ，forewarned. We know he said in so clearly in 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书里面也非常清楚的记载。
In other verses, another Jesus, another gospel.
另外一个基督，另外一个福音的出现。
Especially when they wrote to the Galatian members and the Corinthian members.
尤其是来到这。
I'm so surprised that you have forsaken the truth so quickly.
教会，他说到，感到非常惊讶，你那么快就遗弃了基督。
Even before Paul died, already people preaching another gospel, another Jesus.
因为在保罗还没有死之前，他们已经开始来传假基督。
Before Peter died.
在彼得。
He also said, "Be careful, beware of false prophets."
他也来警告他们说，你要小心这假先知。
This is in 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
这记载在彼得后书第二章第三节。
I'm mentioning all this because we got to see from the Bible, it is not a surprise to see so many false prophets and false teachings in the world and churches today.
我今天要来向大家讲这一切，是因为圣经里面已经记载了。在末世的时候会看到这些现象
我们就不觉得奇怪了
我们就不会觉得感到惊讶
John's notification of false prophets also be clear
在约翰也有提到关于这假先知
First John chapter 4 verse 1
在约翰一书第四章一节
Many false prophets have come out into the world
很多假先知已经来到这世上
And also in Revelation John also says
在约翰福音
The spirit of demons false prophets will come about to execute deception in the end time.
在这启示录里面, 保罗, 约翰也说到, 在末世的时候, 他们就假先知就会来, 在末世的时候来攻击, 以欺骗人。
Okay. Now, let's come back to Matthew chapter 13.
我们现在回到马太福音13章。
These, I call them prophetic parables. Prophetic parables.
我称它为
预言性的
预言性的比喻
Because this is all about prophecies.
因为这些都关于到预言
The first parable
第一个比喻,
Why they you don't see the kingdom of heaven is like
为什么他没有用这个天国好像这个经验
Because this is just what Jesus said. When a person hears the word of God, you can see these four kind of results.
因为第一个主耶稣就来说的时候 你就可以看到接下来的四个的结果
Only when a person receives the word of God then the kingdom of God is established. The kingdom of God is like it's the church will be established.
唯有一个人听了神的道过后 神的教会才会被建立起来
So this parable, number one, is just the principle.
所以第一个就很像是一个原则
There are people who believe and people who don't believe and the people who believe and bear fruit of different you know, degree.
它会有人来相信, 有人不相信, 有人来结果子, 有些不。
And this applied in the time of the apostles.
这是在当时的使徒的时代。
Some people believe, some do not believe in Jesus, right?
有些人相信, 有些人不相信。
This is the same today. Some people believe, some don't.
跟今天的情况一样。
So this is still a prophetic thing, parable, applied even today.
就算是在今天的时代，还是算是一个预言性的比喻。
So the parable number one is ongoing.
所以第一个比喻是还是在发生的。Parable
number two.
第二个比喻。
Verse 24. Matthew 13:24.
Matthew 13:24.
The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field.
天国好像有撒好种田的在田里。
Enemy came along.
当敌人来的时候。
敌人来了 Again, the tails will be sown
而这些杯子就会被撒在麦子里的就走
将杯子撒在麦子里 Jesus explained so clearly and verse 28 An enemy has done this
这是敌人做的
This definitely is not from God
这肯定不是来自
So the answer to why the church became worldly is because of the work of the devil
所以我们来 回答为什么今天教会会成为那么属实呢? 那我们的答案就是因为是仇敌做的
The devil, just like the serpent in the Garden of Eden entering into the Garden of Eden to deceive Eve
这仇敌就很像当时在这伊甸园里面的蛇一样 他进到伊甸园里面去欺骗夏娃和亚当
So if we read parable number 2 properly from 24 to 30 we can see this is talking about the apostolic church
所以如果你仔细的来从24节看到28节的话 你就会知道它指的是当时的使徒教会
Because in the beginning the church was with the perfect gospel
因为当时教会的开始开拓是有着完全的福音
But before Paul died, before John died, before Jesus or before the apostle, all the apostles died already the church was changed already you can see enemy has sown
可是在这些使徒约翰保罗死之前教会已经开始来
This is fulfilled in the time of the apostles.
这就是在使徒时候发生了。
So in history, you can see the apostolic church eventually was harvested by God. All those who are saved, who are good, who are waiting to go to heaven.
所以在我们来看历史的话, 我们就可以看到其实当时的使徒教会的他们原本是来准备着接受这
So after a few hundred years after the death of Jesus,
在耶稣死后的几百年后,
you can see the church was normal with the truth.
我们就可以看到教会已经没有存在真理。
Holy Spirit departed from the church.
圣灵已经离开教会。
The church became what? Became the national church of the Roman Empire.
那教会已经成为了这罗马
This is history.
帝皇的普通的一些教会。
This is not criticism. This is history.
这我不是在批评他们, 这是记载在历史上的。
You can find this anywhere in the library, in the internet.
You can
find What happened? The church was so strong and powerful, and yet without any truth.
可是当时的教会虽然非常的强盛，可是却没有真理。
So this church continued to grow mightily, but without the truth. They even stopped people reading the Bible for a long time.
所以这些教会他们虽然继续的强盛下过，可是却没有真理。他们甚至来阻止信徒来读圣经。
They changed the word of God.
他们改变了神的话。
They instituted a lot of sacraments.
他们开始了设立了许多的圣礼。这些都没有。没有记载在圣经。
这就是基督教的历史。
这就是基督教的历史。
If we continue to look at history,
如果我们继续来看历史的话
，You can see the kingdom of heaven in parable number 3:31.
我们来看第三十一节第三个比喻。
It's like a mustard seed.
天国好像一粒芥菜。
So after the truth was distorted, the church in inverted commas, not the true church.Continue to grow, become a big tree.
所以我们来看到这些教会
without the truth,
不是真教会，就是没有真理的这些教会，他们继续的来生长。
This time, especially so-called the Roman Church.
这里所指的其实就是罗马。
Especially, also at the same time, there is division, so-called Eastern Orthodox.
同时还有其他的教会。
Today, the most populousChurch with the most number of members, Roman Catholic Church.
今天在全世界最我们看起来最有
billion
最有就是信徒最多的教会就是罗马
天
主教。
Eastern Orthodox few 300 or 400 depends on how where you believe in which part of history is or estimate few million 300 to 400 million 250 to 400 million Eastern Orthodox.东正教，
东正教大概
东部哈，
东正教，另外一个教派。
This continue throughout the whole world.
在世界的其他地方继续的来发展着。
Unfortunately,
可是很不幸。
What happened? Look at verse 33.
我们来看三十三节。
You can see the birds making nests in its branches.
中文圣经的三十二节，飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。
What are birds?
谁是这些飞鸟
Devil
就是魔鬼
Wicked one According to parable number 1 Verse 19
就是照这一节就是十九节所记载的第一个比喻所说到的这一些
Chapter 13 verse 4 said the birds
32节说到这些飞鸟
13 verse 4
13节第四节13章第四节
and Jesus in verse 19 of the same chapter said these birds are the evil ones that means the devil
飞鸟是在十九节他又说到这些飞鸟是邪恶的
that means the devil 魔鬼啊
也就是魔鬼
so the birds in verse 32 of course the devil
所以三十二节再一次说到的这个鸟也就是指的是魔鬼
so the devil making nests that means the work of the devil
所以魔鬼
on the big tree
来宿在他的枝上在这个教会上，也就是说，魔鬼住在里面。
History tells us, after the downfall of the apostolic church, the church was without any truth, but worshiping idols, changing the word of God, changing the Ten Commandments, instituting different sacraments.
所以在历史上，我们可以看到。
These are the nests of the birds.
这些当时这些教会，他们改变了神的话语，然后设立了许多不同的圣礼，他们就是像这个飞鸟住宿在它的枝上。
Until 1517,
直到1517年
Martin Luther came out of Roman Catholic Church. Oh, this is history.
马丁路德离开了这，就是在这基督派教派里面走出来。罗马天主教派里面站出来。
He was a Roman Catholic Church member. This is history.
他曾经是这
，we can talk history,
罗马天主教的成员。
This is prophesied in the Bible.
What happened?
After 1517, we call the Reformation.
所以在1517年过后，我们就称它有这个
改革
运动，
宗教大改革。
宗教大改革。
And from then on, so-called the Protestants, right?
所以那之后，
中文怎么说 Protestants? You know, Protestants. You say in Ireland, the fighting is between Protestant and Roman Catholic Church members, right? going on all the time for hundreds of years.
就
Protestants are people who come out of the Roman Catholic Church to go against them, are Protestants.
就这个宗教改革就有一些人离开这罗马天主教来对与他们对抗。
In today's sense, Protestants are the people, are the believers of Jesus, forming their own churches and denominations after 1517, in general term, Protestants.
所以对当时来说 这1517年过后 这一群人走出来就是为了要抵抗他们
And there were thousands and thousands of these churches and denominations
当时就有了很多这成千上万的教派
This is fulfilled Fulfilling verse 33
这就应验了33节的
Because it says the kingdom of heaven That means the church on earth Is like Leaven bread Leaven bread, you know Many holes in between. Because
the 地上的这些天国的教会就很像笑一样发起来.
You know a bread. Look at the bread.
来看这面包.
You can have bread without leaven. Very hard to eat.
如果它没有笑的话，它就会非常的硬.
But with leaven, that means the yeast, the bread become big and it's soft, nice to eat.
如果它有笑的话，它就会发起来变得很软.
Jesus. Knew about biochemistry.
So, this Jesus, he knows
about this chemical thing. Chemical, he knows because he created. God is the creator of life. He knew biochemistry.
He knows about chemical, chemical things because he is the creator of life.
Because a bread with yeast can make the bread grow because of carbon dioxide released by the bacteria.
因为这个笑能够让面包发起来
Bacteria gives off carbon dioxide 细菌啊
因为这个细菌能够让这
会产生很多二氧化碳 Carbon dioxide within the bread Now no way to go become a bubble Carbon dioxide So many of them That's why the bread is big, isn't it? 明白吗? 翻译吗?
所以当这个
面包里面的这个细菌发出二氧化碳之后呢，没有地方走嘛，就变成一个洞洞洞洞很多洞啊，空空洞洞，里面不是空的，是二氧化碳 carbon dioxide. Okay, Jesus knew about this. He's the God of heaven, the creator of life.
神是造物主，他是给生命的主，所以他也知道这一切。
But the question is why he says the kingdom of heaven is like this leavened bread.
可是为什么他要说这天国也好像这个发酵的
The answer is very simple
答案非常简单
Paul knew this teaching Because Jesus taught him personally According to Paul
因为保罗他也知道这个教训 因为耶稣先教导他
Leaven means wickedness Wrong teachings Sins and wrong teachings According to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8
那在哥林多前书里面五章所提到的
So Paul knew this Leaven means wrong teachings And this can also
be
seen in Matthew chapter 16, verse 11 and 12. So the leaven actually means wrong teaching and sins in the church after Reformation.
So this leaven means wrong teaching and sins in the church after Reformation.
改革之后, 1517年之后, is after Reformation. So, because I'll talk about parable number 4 verse 33 the kingdom of heaven is like a leaven that means after 1517 you can see so many churches come along even today this leaven is growing with the bread getting bigger and bigger
1517年之后直到今天这个笑都还继续来再发着
you can see throughout the whole world many new churches are being formed every day
全世界在各地每天都有不同的教派兴起
Many new ideas, new teachings come along.
有许多新的教派, 新的教义,
if you care to think and care to see, you can see this is so alarming.
如果你有注意来看的话, 你会非常的惊讶.
Leaven means sins and wrong teachings.
这个笑指的就是错误的教义.
But Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like leavened bread.
而这里说到天国就好像这面笑.
For example, there's a church in America. According to one of their policies, one of their what is it called beliefs.
那他们其中一个所相信的.
This is report quite a number of years ago. A person, a believer, can only be sanctified if he or she has sexual relationship with the bishop.
他们
heard of that?
相信这信徒必须要和这教主来发生关系才能够成圣。
This is leaven.
这就是面效。
This is happening throughout the whole world.
这在全世界都在发生着。
But this is not God's will.
这不是神的旨意。
Because this is the work of the devil.
因为这是魔鬼的工作。
The birds working very hard.
这些飞鸟非常的努力在工作。
The leaven coming in, even Martin Luther tried to change, people back to the Bible.
就算是当时马丁路德希望人来改变，回到圣经。
The Holy Spirit is impossible.
可是因为没有圣灵的带领，所以没有办法完成。
I think, okay, we have to go on. Look at parable number 5.
我们来看第五个比喻。
So after 1517, you can see until 1917.
所以过了1517年过后，我们来到
The true church came about. The true Jesus church came about.
真耶稣教会出现。
Verse 44.
44节。
Kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
这里就说到天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了，把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的变卖一切所有。
What is this about?
所说的是什么呢？
This is about the church. What is this treasure? Treasure.
那这些宝藏是什么？
Treasure is the gospel.
就是福音。
We know this, don't we? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 or 7, it tells us so clearly.
在哥林多后书4章7节里面告诉我们非常清楚。
Paul says, we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, means people.
我们在这人身上有着这个宝藏。
This treasure is the gospel.
就是这福音。
This now is exposed, hidden initially.
之前是被隐藏起来的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Without the Holy Spirit, the truth will not be understood, will not be revealed.
因为没有圣灵的带领的话,
but if you look at verse 44 carefully,
可是44节,
you can see the treasure hidden actually was now purchased by the one who finds it.
44节里面这里就精彩地记载到, 这个藏在地里的宝藏已经被人遇见了,
so the truth, the treasure is the truth and the Holy Spirit.
所以这宝藏指的就是这
Because truth and Holy Spirit cannot be separated. It's called the Spirit of Truth. Or the truth of the Holy Spirit.
So
many verses regarding this.
很多圣灵里面,
so parable number 5 in verse 44 is the birth of the true church in the end time. Parable number 6 is the growth of the true church in the end time.
就是在末世真教会的建立。
Verse 45.
45节,
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. A merchant is like a truth seeker.
就是这买卖的人就好像一个慕道者。
Seeking the beautiful pearls means seek, for the truth or for churches.
他们来寻找这好的教会。
But eventually, this merchant, this business person, no? Only finds one pearl of great price, great value.
可是到最后，这买卖的人他们只会找到一颗 最珍贵的珠子。
Throughout the whole world,
这是在全世界发生的。
Many people are searching for the truth.
很多人来寻找这真理。
Just like the testimony I gave you, in Tanzania, this person searching for the truth. He formed his own church. Eventually, God said, "You better come to the great pearl, one pearl of great value."
所以就很像我之前跟你们提到，在非洲的这个见证，有人来。 寻找这一个真理, 最后主耶稣就指引他来到寻找这个真理。
Many testimonies throughout the whole world of God shows people the one true church, even write to them the name true Jesus Church.
在世界的各角落, 神已经向许多人来显现, 甚至把名字都写给他们看。
Because this is the true church.
因为这就是真教会。
Oh, this all, parable number 5 is the birth of the true church. Number 6 is the growth of the church, and number 7, is punishment within the church.
所以我们刚才就提到第五个比喻是真教会的被发现，第六个比喻是真教会的建立，第七个教会就是第七个比喻是在教会里面的惩罚。
So, parable 5, 6, 7, 8 is about the true Jesus church in the end time.
所以第六七八
五六七八
五六七八的比喻是指着末世真教会、
So verse 47 onwards under verse 50 is about the true Jesus church.
所以47节到50节
God will choose many people. Some of them will slip the net because they sin against God.
就是真耶稣教会有些人他们会脱了网他们因为他们犯罪得罪了神
So we have to be very careful. Even though we are planted in the true church, we've got to be careful.
所以我们要来谨慎就算是我们住在这真耶稣教会里面可是我们要来小心
Parable number 8
第八个
talks about the workers of God, the believers of the true church are actually very powerful in terms of knowing the word of God.
第八个比喻 This is God's expectation. 就是神期待这真耶稣教会的工人和信徒都非常了解这神的话语。
Verse 52.
52节
Every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old.
所以这梵文士所受教做天国的门徒就很像一个家族从他库里拿出新旧的东西来
instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven
这里梵文士受教做天国的门徒
It is you and me and I
你和我
That means God expects us to know the Bible well
所以神
If we want to preach to many more people
他要我们能够熟悉圣经能够向其他的人来参加
A householder knows everything in the house
一个家主他在他的家里面不管是新的东西旧的东西他都非常的清楚
He can bring out new things or old things according to your wish
他能够照着你的喜好带出真的旧的东西和新的东西
This is the end-time preacher workers believers brothers and sisters
末世真教会的信徒所当有的、
This new and old
这新旧的东西
To me it is a whole Bible
对我来说就是这一本圣经
Old and New Testament
就是新约和旧约。
If you don't know the Bible, how can we preach?
如果你对圣经不了解的话，你怎么来传福音呢
？So from here we can see the development of the apostolic church until the coming of Jesus in the true church.
我们从这里就可以看到当时的教会到耶稣再来的这个末世的真耶稣教会。
We're not surprised to see so many churches in the world today.
所以今天我们对于世上所出现的那么多教派不要感到惊讶
We have the mission to share with others
我们有这个使命来与大家分享
All the brothers and sisters we have baptized in Africa thousands of them thousands and thousands of them were actually from other churches and denominations
我们在非洲为许多人受洗而他们都是从这各个不同的教派而来的
from Pentecostal churches from Roman Catholic churches from
从五旬节教会从罗马天主教
even people who are Muslim people
甚至是回教
baptized in the true church
他们最后都在真耶教会里面
this is God's church in the end time
这是末世的真教会
no one can stop this church growing
没有人能够来阻止真教会的发
展 because this church does not belong to me
因为这个教会不属于我
neither it belongs to you
也不属于你
but it belongs to Jesus
是他属于耶稣
Because true Jesus Church
因为他是真耶稣教会
It's not true John Church
他不是真约翰教会
It's not true Peter Church
不是真彼得教会
It's true Jesus Church
是真耶稣教会
It's also Jesus
是唯一的耶稣
We are so blessed
我们今天非常有福气
Pray in silence
我们来默祷
Amen Because we started late, so this will end later.
And
we have a few minutes break, and we come for prayer.
So we are 比较迟结束，我们来休息几分钟。
And then we have prayer.
然后我们有祷告会。
这是你的吗？啊？你们相信？应该开始病他